was born. We had a wonderful Christmas feast days. And now that they are behind us, we are maybe a little bit sad because in front of us is the vision of everyday weekday that push the festive atmosphere out of our lives. We would certainly like to know a recipe for keeping at least something of that festive atmosphere for our everyday life. The church gives us such a recipe. The church highly recommends to cultivate spiritual reading. If we talk about spiritual reading, we mean above all reading the Holy Scripture. Saint Epiphanius said about the Holy Scriptures that the very fact that we possess Holy Scriptures is very good for salvation of our soul. For sure, just looking at the Holy Scriptures makes us stronger against sin and gives us strength to do good in our life. Even more so if we start reading it. Reading the Holy Scriptures is a great security against sin. In the memoirs of one pilgrim, we read how a spiritual father advised a notorious alcoholic who sincerely wanted to stop drinking. So his spiritual father told him, read a chapter from the New Testament every single time you have urged to drink. And the man asked, and if that taste doesn't go away? Then the spiritual father answered, then read until it stops. And the passion of drunkenness really left him in a short time and was healed of that passion. Some short excerpt or sentence from the Holy Scriptures can change our whole life because God speaks to us through Holy Scriptures. If you want the spiritual reading of the Holy Scriptures to bring us spiritual effect, we must fulfill certain prerequisites. The first is the need to cleanse oneself. In order to understand what is written in the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Spirit must dwell in us. And the Holy Spirit dwells only in those who are pure of heart, to those who purposely purify themselves from any passion. We must not let ourselves get bored and read persistently. If we do not understand something, we should pray and ask God to give us grace to understand what we read. We should not be afraid to go to our spiritual father or father confessor to explain to us the most difficult parts of the Holy Scriptures that we might not understand very well. And finally, also, it is also good to read books that explain Holy Scriptures. Usually those writers starts with ST, Saint. Those are the most wonderful teachers on Holy Scriptures, as well as biographies of saints which show us from their life how they managed to practically put into their lives the commandments that are written in the Scriptures. All of these steps will significantly affect our life. It will lead us even to a greater knowledge of the gospel, and this will create a joyful and festive atmosphere in us, even the most dry and busiest day of our life. In the words of one church historian, he speaks of a great force that leads us to the path to salvation. He described the story of Abba Pambo, who was illiterate. He couldn't read. So this monk, this Abba, went to another spiritual father to be instructed on Holy Scripture. And the spiritual father started to read him a psalm. And he said, I will watch over my conduct lest I sin with my tongue. And Abba Pambo stopped him right there. And he said, I don't want to listen anymore. And he withdrew, saying, this one verse is enough for me. And I have to do a lot of work to bring it into my life. And 6 months passed when the spiritual father met Abba Pambo and he asked him how he is doing. And Abba Pambo answered him, "I have not yet put this first verse into my practical life." And many years later, they met again. And the spiritual father also again asked him, "Are you living out that verse yet?" And Abba Pambo answered him, "After 19 years, and with great renunciation of myself and huge sacrifices in my life, I brought this verse into my life." We often fall into the trap of this world. That when Christmas Day ends, we end our celebration of Christmas. The stories that we hear in the Gospel, the Gospel commandments, somehow leave our mind, focusing on the new thing. And that should not be it. We should continue to celebrate, continue to be joyful that Christ is born. So let us not fall into this trap thinking that Christmas is over. And if we have fallen into this trap, then let us manage to introduce spiritual reading into our lives. So then we can fill our life every day with this festive atmosphere the church gives us. That will bring a lot of beautiful blessings in our life. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Christ is born.